You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
Back here for the Week 15 Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. It's a post-victory, actually post-two victories Mailbag, because the Broncos have won twice since we last answered some questions, and that's where we're going to start with Thursday night's game, that win over the Colts, this one from George Lee. Why was Brock Osweiler so effective Thursday night? Well, I think it starts with his preparation. It's always been diligent. That goes back to being around Peyton Manning for 4 years. That really helps. He learned how to prepare from the master. And even when he's going into a week as a backup, he takes pride in preparing like he's going to start. So when he steps in for the injured Trevor Siemian, he knew the game plan, knew what to do, knew everything. And I think that was key as the game went on. Jeff Heuerman, who had the 54-yard catch and run for the touchdown late in the third quarter, pointed out after the game that a lot of what the running game was doing so well was because of what Brock Osweiler was doing pre-snap. He was getting the offense into the right place, doing the proper checks and calls, reading what the Colts defense was doing and adjusting to it. When the opportunities were there to run, he was taking advantage of that. Osweiler prepared well, went out there, ran the offense effectively, made good decisions on the fly too. You love that scramble on third down late in the second quarter for the 18-yard touchdown. He sees an opening, takes off. He's got the speed and mobility to get to the end zone, got the Broncos on the board for the first time. So good decisions before the snap, good decisions after the snap. All that came together for Brock Osweiler to have what I thought was his best game as a pro. Next question from Don Garrett. How can these wins help the Broncos even if they make roster changes for next year? Well, I'll touch back on a discussion that we've had on First and 10 at 10 on Orange and Blue 760 with Steve Atwater and Ryan Edwards about the importance of culture. And I even mentioned this in a story on DenverBroncos.com this week. You want to have a winning culture rather than a losing culture. And one of the ways you establish that is trying to take advantage of any opportunity that you have to win. It would have been disastrous for this team to go in to the offseason with a 12-game losing streak. It would have basically been an anvil over the head of the entire organization. So it was important culture-wise to get a couple of wins, no matter who you have on the roster next year. And you figure there'll be some changes, yes, but a majority of the players, a good chunk of the core, they'll be back. Stopping that streak in its tracks and maintaining that culture, these are two important things, and that's the value of the wins the Broncos had this week. And also for the Colts game in particular, getting a win on the road. You did not want to be that Broncos team that didn't get a road win. So that was huge as well in that regard. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, Christmas week, before the Broncos go to Washington, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter, Matt Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace. Or listen to me every weekday on Orange and Blue 760, Monday through Friday, 10 to noon, with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater on First and 10 at 10. I'll also be on next Friday morning, 7 to 10 a.m., filling in for Tyler Palumbus on the morning show. So check that out as well. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.